This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You're listening to the Productive Muslim Podcast, Season 3, Episode 21.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Day 21 of Your Heart Detox Challenge. Now, we're in our last 10 days of Ramadan. I hope you guys are making the most of these last 10 days and really taking advantage of the nights. No procrastination, no unproductivity. You guys are milking out these 10 days for as much reward as possible. Now, for today, your article is a continuation of yesterday's first part on finding peace and contentment. Now, today's article is on the idea of going through problems. Does having problems mean that you're not blessed? And in it is a very beautiful hadith which says, it was narrated from Mus'ab ibn Sa'd that his father said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, which people are the most severely tested? He said, the prophets, then the next best, and the next best. A person is tested according to his religious commitment. If he is steadfast in his religious commitment, he will be tested more severely. And if he is frail in his religious commitment, his test will be according to his commitment. Trials will continue to afflict a person until they leave him walking on the earth with no sin on him. Now, all of us know that no pain or anxiety or suffering befalls a believer except that his sins are expiated, except that his sins are forgiven. And so it's through these trials that we are being forgiven for the things that we've done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this article looks at how we can embrace trials and make the most out of them. And this idea that we can see trials as a positive thing, as a way to get closer to Allah, as a way to get tremendous reward. Because sometimes there are calamities that happen to people who we look at and we say, you know, they don't deserve this. They're so great. Look how many good things that they do. And when I think about that, I remember the story of Ayyub alayhi salam, who had a great life. And he was never ungrateful. He was doing so much ibadah. He was really taking care of his community. And Allah afflicted him with some of the most difficult trials that a person can imagine. And people used to say, come on, this is a prophet of Allah. And look what is happening to him. And I remember there was one point that I found really beautiful. There's a part where Ayyub alayhi salam's wife asks him to make dua to Allah to stop this from happening, to remove the suffering. And Ayyub alayhi salam replied, tell me, for how long did I enjoy good health and riches? And he says, for 80 years. She says, for 80 years. And then he says, for how long have I been suffering like this? And then she says, 7 years. And he tells her that in that case, I'm ashamed to call on my Lord to remove the hardship, for I have not suffered longer than the years of good health that I have enjoyed. And from this you can see, like, how much Ayyub alayhi salam appreciated the blessing that Allah had given him. Because one thing that we tend to do when we go through something difficult is we think that Allah doesn't love us. We think that Allah is clearly trying to punish us for something. Any difficulty that happens to us is definitely Allah punishing us. It can't be that Allah is trying to test us or Allah is trying to give us good reward. And what tends to happen then is we become ungrateful. We forget the million blessings that we still have from Allah. One of them predominantly being our faith. Most people don't realize what a blessing it is to be a Muslim, having iman in Allah, being able to glorify Him and worship Him. And instead we just focus on the problem that we have. So this article will inshallah help you to on your path to peace and contentment. For the rest of your day, your tasks are to buy some cookies and share it with friends or family or work or anyone. Basically be the provider of free food for someone today. And then the other task is to think of someone who you have wronged. So maybe it's someone that you used to speak very badly about. Maybe it's somebody who you really hurt. And you're going to take a Qur'an and you're going to donate it to the masjid in their name. So that from now on, anyone who picks up that Qur'an and uses it, that person is going to get hasanat and they won't even realize until Yawm al-Qiyamah comes and they see the reward of it on their scales. So these are your tasks for the day. I hope you have a wonderful day. Make sure you take advantage of these last 10 days. Make sure you're staying fit and healthy, not eating lots of junk food, and inshallah I will be with you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Hey everyone, this is Mifra here. Now, just before you hit the pause button, I want to let you know something. We are having a giveaway this Ramadan to win the Productive Muslim audiobook along with a free 1-year subscription to the Productive Muslim Academy. So this is the same academy that gives you access to the Ramadan course and all other great courses to help you be super productive. Now, the exciting thing about this giveaway is that the more you share it with your family and friends, the more entries you'll have to win this prize pack. So check it out by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. That is productivemuslimpodcast.com/gift. Thank you for listening and have a great day.